Oh, God.
Oh, shit. You tell Cole's ass he's going to open it.
That was Wyatt's asshole. All right. It's done. What's up, guys? This is Rob J, a.k.a. the Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mazzarino.
What's up, guys? My sweater's covering my face because I ripped ass real hard.
Oh, so this is the rip-asser.
It's a rip-ass star.
And welcome back to another episode of Booze with the Hound. Wyatt, I'm currently looking at him cover his face with his sweater. You just farted. Why would you cover your face with your sweater? Your jeans are going to seep into the bottom of your sweater and it's going to go straight to your nose.
That's why I did it. It smells better now.
Goddamn. So we're sitting here on a beautiful Saturday evening. We got the lights low. We're looking real sexy in here.
We're all naked.
We actually got some spectators tonight. We got the Dube Hound. If you don't know who he is, you will find out in a future episode. He likes to stick doobies, which are joints, right up his pee hole. And then he smokes them. And then we got the delicious Stefania over there on the couch, on the phone. She's not even looking at me. She's texting. And you might hear her drop something.
She's texting her boyfriends.
Yeah. She's texting her side bitch. So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out. Cause
I just got a text.
Oh, does that never really happen? Is that why you're so excited? So you're going to be hearing some periodic laughing.
That was from Steph. I mean.
Wow. Your fart really stinks.
No, thanks.
Yeah, so you're going to hear some laughing. Because there's a stoner in the building. All right.
They can't see you point. It's an audio show.
All right, so we got a really special episode for you guys today. Pretty juicy. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because you got to listen to us fucking talk about nothing for like 15 minutes. So yeah, here we are. How you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How's your week?
Pretty good.
That's real fucking exciting, dude.
Thanks
for letting me know.
You're welcome.
Well, how's your week, Rob? My week's been pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it's been...
Okay, cool. So, on to...
Bitch.
How's your week been?
It was ghoul.
It was ghoul?
It was a ghoul week. Pretty slow. Nothing really happened. Something exciting happened last weekend, though.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about this.
Me and my buddy, the Dube Hound that is here right now, we took a trip down to good old... the city of the Lost Angels and Skid Row. We took a trip down there and we went to the Museum of Death, which was pretty fucking insane, I gotta tell you. Doing this podcast, you know, we are into crimes and murders and all that crazy shit. So if you are interested in that kind of shit, this place is definitely a place for you just because it has everything. It's got serial killer memorabilia, has items of clothing, prison letters and stuff, personal items. They got John Wayne Gacy's actual clown shoes in there. They have paintings from John Wayne Gacy. I actually touched one with my finger, which was pretty crazy. And... they got a bunch of other crazy shit, and it smells really bad.
They have a pretty cool sex shop on the site.
They got what?
A cool sex shop.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
They have like John Wayne Gacy's dick molded. They have Ted Bundy ass.
Ass?
Yeah, it's a mold of his ass so I can fuck it later.
I skipped that part. I didn't see it.
I spent the whole time there. It was fun. So I got two John Wayne Gacy dicks and one Ted Bundy ass.
Damn, that's a foursome, dude.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good. Man.
One in the butt, one in the mouth.
Wow. So yeah, this place was pretty cool. They don't allow any pictures or anything.
So we took pictures.
Wink, wink. We didn't get pictures, but my buddy here, he had his camera sticking out of the back of his jeans. He ripped a hole on his asshole and he put the camera lens sticking out. So he was bending over looking at every one of the items there. He looked like he had a problem.
So, he's trying to take his shit on everything.
Yeah, it looked like he was farting on everything. So we got a bunch of illegal video from that. I might be posting on Instagram. You might see a little hair. It's all right. It's nothing. It's not a big deal. Just don't tell the Museum of Death. That's how we got the video. That it was us.
Just tag him in it.
And, yeah, it was really fun. I got some postcards, some serial killer postcards. We got a few buttons. If you follow Booze Hound Cast on Instagram, you saw the stories I was posting while we were down in L.A., and you saw my buddy was the biggest John Wayne Gacy dick writer. He was all over his ball sack. If he was around, he would have been one of the boys he molested because he loved him so much.
Oh, no, he molests me every night now.
So, yeah, he got some buttons. He got some patches. He got a patch to patch up the hole from his pants. And, you know, we had a good time. It was really good. I'll post some exterior photos. I don't want to post the other ones on the Instagram because I think they're fucking shut me down. They'll shut this whole podcast down. So, yeah, that was fun.
Sicko mode.
Other than that, week's been pretty fucking slow. So I'm here drinking beer now and looking at your fucking beautiful face.
Yeah, I'm about to shit myself.
You smell like you already shit yourself.
It's crowning.
You get that chili ring going on your asshole?
Real bad.
All right, guys. Got a beer.
Wait.
What?
Is it time for the story?
Yes, motherfucker.
Before we get into that beer review.
Okay.
Something did happen to me this week.
Ooh. That's the one I was there for.
Yeah, you were here for this. You should know about this.
I saw this with my winking eye.
Over your wiener. We went to our favorite spot.
Total Wine.
And, you know, we got this week's beer. And Rob got some other beers. And they have a really good craft soda section in the back. And, you know, I do my soda reviews every now and then.
You did one that you fucked up.
That's why I haven't done it in a while. I have Vietnam flashbacks from that shit.
He got it all over his fucking pop filter and his tampons.
Well, yeah, anyway, so they went. Rob checked out the beer. He left the store, and I walked up with the two sodas I wanted to try.
No. Let me give you a visual of what I saw. Why it didn't just wait for us to check out? He went and grabbed two sodas, and I was checking out along with my coworker. So there was two of us, and this guy didn't want to fucking go near the line because they thought he was going to be with us and they were going to ID him.
ID all of us.
So he saw us paying and he like went to the front and then he wandered back into one of the aisles and he was just standing there like a fucking weirdo. Like,
I was checking out the beers
for like 10 minutes. No, you weren't even looking at you were looking at the fucking cash register, just standing there watching us.
I might have stared him in the eye a couple times.
So, mistake number one. So, continue.
So, I get up to the checkout line. I put the two sodas on the little conveyor belt and I walk up there and he goes, "Hey, how's your day going, man?" I go, "Good. How about you?"
"Hey, how's your gay going?"
"My asshole hurts."
So, it sounded like you said. That's what you were going to say at first.
I actually got the sodas, but it took a lot. Anyways, they fucking carded me for sodas.
They carded this man for two soda pops.
Yeah. I want to fucking kill him.
Yeah, so me and my coworker, his name's Rob as well. So Rob and Rob, we're outside. And we were walking to the car and we see this guy walk out empty-handed. With his head down, so sad.
I was mad. I wanted to try the
sodas.
We're
like, "Where the fuck's your sodas at?" He was like, "This motherfucker carded me." And we're like, "What? For some sodas?" And he was like, "Yeah, they said you gotta be 21 to buy anything from the store."
It was sad.
And this guy, he was going to get some good sodas. One of them was, it looked pretty interesting.
Should I tell him or should we wait? Nah, we'll go back?
Well, you can tell him because you don't know what it tastes like. You probably will never know what it tastes like.
I'll know what it tastes like in 3 years.
Yeah. So which one was that cool one?
The one I got was chocolate covered.
No, the one you didn't get.
Fuck you. What I was going to get, but didn't, was chocolate covered smoked maple bacon and brown sugar. Fucking soda.
And then, sounded pretty good.
Sounded pretty fucking sketch. But they didn't give it to me.
No. So I went back with a six pack. Rob went back with a six pack.
I came back empty handed.
I came back with the tears rolling down his fucking nipples. So it was a bad day for him.
It's all right. I still found a soda for us to review.
You did. You did. You want to do yours first?
Let me do mine first.
All right. So Mr. Wyatt here.
So I start this by shaking it up, right?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to do that then.
Don't shake it up first.
So we have this soda here today. It's called Snozberry.
Snozberry.
We feel that when you have a carbonated soft drink, it should be uncommonly good. Okay.
Why do you sound like you're reading a porn ad every time you read something off a bottle?
Big black cock. Alrighty, fuck, we're just going to get into this.
Remember what happened last time, dude? Don't get too close to your mic.
Sounds like my asshole.
Ooh. What the fuck did you do to that thing? Let me see. Yeah, that was a twist off, bud.
Oh, shit. No wonder it didn't come out very easy.
Jesus Christ. That's why you don't drink beer, dude. Can't even open one. So describe the bottle to the people. It's in a bottle, by the way. It's not in a... Can you stop? It sounds disgusting.
I'm smelling it.
You got to describe the bottle first.
It looks like a clear glass bottle.
Can you stop doing that, please? That is disgusting. I don't want to hear it in my headphones anymore. Please stop.
So, smells
throw
like...
my phone at your dick again, dude.
Leave my dick alone. It's already had enough done to it today. So it smells like fucking cough syrup.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty, what's your review like?
You're done?
Yeah.
You gotta drink it.
Oh.
Let me smell it.
It smells like fucking cough syrup.
It kind of does.
Cough syrup with some ass on the side.
A little bit.
Alright, let's try it.
Sorry, White's not used to all the carbonation. He just spilled some on himself.
Fucking tastes like cough syrup. Try this shit.
Maybe that's what cough syrup is made from, snozberries.
It's gross.
Oh, dude, that's disgusting. Holy shit. That straight up tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, so you want to put it in my ass and I'll butt chug it?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. No, this is not good. Do not buy this.
So, 1 to 10 butt chugs. What would you give this soda?
0.
Are you serious?
I fucking hate this.
Like, if it was if you were really wanting a soda and there was no other sodas in your home,
I'd piss in this.
You wouldn't even drink that?
No, I'd piss in it instead.
And then drink it.
Yeah.
Okay. So 0.
0.
Wow. Okay.
This is fucking terrible.
We got a 0 here.
Alrighty, for my next soda review. No, but for real, I actually have a good soda here. It's Coca-Cola Orange Vanilla. Please sponsor us. Yeah, so Rob was shoving... Oh, that was a video.
I saw that video of the cheese. Sorry, guys.
Our crowd is being really rowdy in here tonight. Yeah, security.
One of our spectators sent me a video of somebody throwing a piece of cheese at a baby in a high chair. and it stuck right to their face, and the baby had no fucking idea what was going on. So it was pretty funny. So yeah, that's why I chuckled.
So Rob shoved his dick in my ass the other week, and felt pretty good.
It was not as difficult as I thought it was going to be.
No.
It was actually, it just went right in there. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
You have a lot of editing to do. I hope you know that.
You ready? I'm going to leave all this shit in here.
Okay, cool.
All right, so if you guys ready for the big fucking, the big hound review, the big dick review. I'm not reviewing big dicks. I'm just saying the big dick is about to review. So, the fuck are you doing? All right, guys. So this week, when we took our trip to
Total Wine,
we picked up this beer. Are you fucking kidding me? If you burp in the mic again, I'm gonna punch you in the dick.
I have to pee.
You sound like a woman, Jesus. Laughing to her. I have to pee. All right, you got your shit together? Yeah. No more carbonation for you. Please. Can't conduct yourself.
Papa.
Can I hit that? Are you ready?
Yeah. Just kidding. I fucking didn't.
Oh, why are your hands so clammy?
Because
it's fucking gross.
I'm scratching my balls.
God damn. That is gross.
It was on the
bottle. Jesse's hands with the fucking fuck sweat you. Bags.
It's from the bottle.
Jesus.
The cock bottle.
All right. The cock bottle?
Yeah. Can we just pause it? That's pee so bad.
Yeah. All right. So this week's trip where Wyatt got popped, picked up a beer that one of our listeners, I think he's a listener, I don't know, might not be, but he recommended this beer, said it was really good, because he heard us talking about the Illa Vanilla. I think he saw it on the Booze Cast, the Booze Hound Cast story.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was like, yeah, try this beer, it's pretty good. And I saw a can of it, so I got it. So it is a peanut butter milk stout with stout. It says stout with natural flavors. And this is from Belching Beaver Brewing. So, I mean, it's a can. It's got a beaver. A beaver. I was about to say Bieber. It's got Justin Bieber on it. So it has a beaver. Looks like he's belching because he's got his mouth wide open. Either that or he's taking a load right to the face. He's got a peanut bottle in one hand. And he's got a glass with some booze in it in the other hand. And it's got a little description on the back. So let me read that real quick. So it says, peanut butter milk stout. America's favorite peanut butter milk stout. This silky smooth beer puts us on the map. They came up with the idea of combining peanut butter with our beaver milk stout, and he nailed it. I don't know who he is. Don't let the dark color fool you. This beer is delightful, easy to drink, with cascading aromas of roast peanuts, dark chocolate, and coffee. We appreciate your continued support for helping make this stout our number one seller. Good times to you and your friend, and welcome to the Beaver family. If you like this beer, please buy more and shove it up your ass. Cheers, Tom. So I don't know if this is Tom from MySpace. If it is, Fuck, dude, you're doing big things. So I'm going to crack this open. Let me give it a nice crack on here. Ooh, and immediately, goddamn, immediately this smells like a jar of fucking peanut butter. Holy shit, that's got some pretty strong peanut butter flavor. It does smell a little malty. I'm not getting any roastiness. Well, I guess, yeah, roasty peanuts. I'm getting a little roasty, nutty flavor.
Roasty nuts.
Some roasted nuts. That's what I call my fucking balls on a summer day. So let me pour it into this glass, see what it looks like.
Yeah, and I can't help it at all with this this one.
Yeah, because tell me why.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
He said peanuts, boys, not penis.
Yeah.
So shoot them all the dick you want.
You can find me behind the bars. $20.
Damn, yeah, this is definitely, it's got a stout look to it. It is extremely dark. I am holding it directly up to the light, and I can't see any light coming through. So very stout appearance. There wasn't much of a head. It actually disappeared. It's gone already. So it disappeared pretty instantly.
No head for you.
Yeah, that's not a fun time. No head. So we'll see what this beer has in store. Let me give it old whifferoo here with the open glass.
Open glass, open ass.
Yeah, so now that I'm smelling it from a wider hole, as I like to do on Saturday nights, I am getting a little more of the roastiness coming through. It's pretty smoky, I would say, just like any roasted nut would be. And it does have those malty notes to it. So let's give it the old taster-oo, see what the fuck is going on here, Belching Beaver. So here's to you guys. Cheers. Wow. That is a very interesting flavor. It does have that roasty kind of coffee flavor, which is, you know, pretty common for a lot of stouts. But you definitely get those peanut buttery, roasty notes coming right through. And it's quite pleasant. It smells really strong, but it is not as powerful once you drink it. It has a very smooth finish. It doesn't sit on the tongue too long. I'm still getting a little bit of the maltiness that's sitting on my tongue a little bit, but the overall flavor just has a very nice presence, and then it's gone. But it's a smooth beer, not as strong as I thought it was going to be. Pretty full-bodied beer. Pretty pleasant. If you like stouts and you want to try a different flavor, I would definitely recommend this beer. It's not bad.
I'd say this is even a good entrance for a stout.
That is, yeah. If you didn't hear my guest here, he said it's a good entrance. He's trying a little bit of it. He said it's a good entrance for a stout. So if you don't want that full, powerful stout flavor, this one has a little bit of familiar notes, I think you would say, unless you're allergic to peanuts like White is. He's sitting back in his chair right now because he can't even get a drop of this, or else his dick's just going to shrivel up and fall right off his body, and we're going to need his EpiPen, and we got to shove it right up his ass. So
from 1 to 10, Belching Beaver sweaty ball sacks, what would you give it?
1 to 10 sweaty beaver
ball sacks.
Ball sacks. That sounds like a really good fucking time. I'd like to drop a few of those on my forehead. I don't know why I'm getting just clips of the Discovery Channel in my mind right now. National Geographic just zooming in on beaver balls. I don't want to think about that. 1 out of 10, I gotta say that I'm gonna give this 7.5 belching. What was it?
Sweaty beaver balls.
Sweaty beaver balls. I'm gonna give this 7.5 sweaty beaver balls. For all you like sucking balls, come suck on these balls real quick. Put some peanut butter, get yourself some toast, fry up some eggs, and serve this in a big old glass of go fuck yourself. So this is a good beer. I definitely recommend it. Go try it out, please. Belching beaver.
All right. Disclaimer, this ad will not cause any cancer.
We are not sponsored by Belting Beaver.
Or any of its affiliates.
Send that check, boy. So, yeah, definitely a good beer. I like it. Yeah. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to get a little fucking, I'm gonna get a little crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink this beaver, and then I'm going to go shave my beaver.
Yeah.
In the shower tonight.
Yeah.
Do you know what a beaver is?
Yeah.
What is it? You know what that slang's for?
Yeah.
What is it for?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pour this beer right down your fucking throat.
Yeah. No, beaver's a coochie.
Yeah, baby. Little coochie man.
One for one.
All right, so we got a very nutty. Speaking of balls, no, this has nothing to do with balls. We got a good episode for you guys tonight. I know we touched on some paranormal things a couple episodes back, and that was a pretty popular episode. So I wanted to, we here at Booze with the Hound wanted to shoot over some paranormal jizz right to your face. So we're coming at you this week with another creepy episode, a creepisode.
Yes, before we get into this, I have something for you to read. I want you to read this out loud, all right?
No, motherfucker, I did that last time and it sounded fucking stupid. All right, I'll read it. Let me see.
Read these four words.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry?
Say it faster.
Mike, who, cheese, my coochie's hairy. My coochie's hairy, guys. That's why I'm in a shape tonight. Anyway, speaking of hairy coochies, let's get into these. Did I announce what we're doing?
No.
Oh, okay. So this week for you guys, we're gonna fucking give you some shit. We're doing haunted dolls this week. Haunted dolls. Dolls in general are, I think, very fucking creepy. Grew up with a lot of dolls that were my friends when I was younger. They talked back. No.
You played with dolls as a boy?
No, I mean, dolls are something that is, you know, innocent shit that kids have.
Yeah, I like my Barbies.
Yeah. Wyatt plays with those all the time. Mm-hmm. He's got one right now. But, you know, overall, it's things that people buy their kids all the fucking time. And I personally think that dolls are creepy as fuck. I fucking hate dolls. I don't like the way they look. I always think they're following me with their eyes around the room. And I always think they're fucking moving at night. So I don't like them. I think there's some Toy Story shit going on. So,
Woody and Buzz.
So my mom had a lot of porcelain dolls in their bedroom when I was a kid, and I fucking hated going into that room. We had a two-story house, so they slept in, there was two rooms upstairs, one of them was mine, and the other one was my parents' bedroom, but they ended up staying in one of the downstairs bedrooms. So their one upstairs was just, you know, storage kind of.
The doll room.
Yeah, so there was a shitload of dolls, and I have an aunt who, she would make fucking outfits for dolls and shit and would always give them to my mom. So she had like 10 fucking dolls in there, and it was creepy as fuck. And, you know, there was times where I had to go get stuff from the room, and I just got the creeps, and I had to sleep up there by myself with them. Yeah, so it was fucking scary. I had to sleep with the fucking lights on sometimes when I would get scared. And yeah, I didn't fucking like it. So
have you seen those dolls? They're like almost like human size. Okay. And they got holes in them and stuff.
And you fuck them?
I don't. Wait, is that what they're for? I've been using them to put my drinks in them.
Got some built-in cup holders.
I mean, I don't know why there'd be one in between the legs, but it works all right.
You use that shit to get into the carpool lane?
Yeah.
Just the legs sticking up and shit?
It's bent over in my lap.
Oh, man. You got to cheat the system, dude. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my lip. I feel like I got bit by something.
Probably got bit by the dick bug.
Maybe. I don't know, dude. There's been a lot of swinging dicks flying around here lately. I don't know. I might have caught one. Yeah, but so for me, the first doll that I was ever afraid of was Chucky. So if you are, I don't know, I guess if you're Mexican, your parents use this doll to scare the shit out of you. So if you know any Mexicans, ask them about this. I'm pretty sure they fucking went to do the same thing. You know, if you're bad, they're going to say, "Ooh, Chucky's going to get you." And, you know, they scare the shit out of you. And you don't do bad things because you're afraid of fucking Chucky. So Chucky was the first doll that I was extremely afraid of. I watched Child Play as a kid. Older cousins would watch it, and I would fucking try to be cool and sit there and watch it with them. And at night, I would fucking be sleeping on my parents' bedroom floor because I was so fucking scared. But yeah, this was one doll that changed my life, that it made me hate dolls. It made me think every single doll was fucking alive. What about you, Wyatt? You have any bad doll experiences?
My dick got caught in one time.
That'll really change your mind about a doll.
I wasted a whole bottle of lube getting it out.
And I called 911.
I couldn't get out of the bathtub.
911, what's your emergency? I got my dick stuck.
Just hanging up on me. Nah, I haven't had any bad experiences with a doll.
Have you ever seen Chucky?
Yes.
You're lying.
Partially.
I know you have. You haven't seen this movie, have you? Don't lie to me, Wyatt.
I've seen like maybe a quarter of it, yeah.
What is it about?
It's about a doll who wakes up and kills people.
He just wakes up?
Yeah.
You are so full of shit, dude. I know you haven't seen this. I know you haven't seen this fucking movie.
It's like the third quarter mark. I don't know what happened. I just watched him kill people.
No.
Oh.
You're fucking... It's all right, dude, if you haven't seen this movie.
I saw one time, and he came out of the closet, and the girl started undressing.
Wait, you saw a doll undressing?
Yeah, Chucky came out of the closet, and then there's a little girl, or not a little girl, she was like maybe 20, in bed, and then, you know, she started undressing, and then, yeah.
I don't know where this story's going.
I was on Pornhub, but...
All right. So, haunted dolls, here we are. Let's jump right into this. You want to go first? Or?
I'm going to start with the doll, and her name is Okiku.
So you're going to go first? You want to do that? All right. So Wyatt's going to go first. He's gonna get into this fucking... He's going to get dick deep into this shiznit.
Alrighty, so there's this doll called Okiku, and it's a Japanese doll. And so basically the creepiest thing about this one is where it lays now in a, I believe it's like a church type thing, like a temple. What are they called in Japan? The Menji Temple. The hair will grow back. So... It said to originally, the doll originally had a shortcut style of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
Like a bowl cut?
Yeah, kind of like a bowl cut.
Okay.
And now it's 40 centimeters long.
The hair?
The hair.
God damn.
And every time they trim it.
Oh, so they actually cut the hair.
Yeah, periodically they'll trim it and it grows back.
Damn.
Yeah. So let's see if I can find the story. So it is said that the doll was originally purchased in 1918 by a 17-year-old named Ikichi Suzuki.
Well, excuse me?
Ikichi Suzuki?
Ikichiku. Say it again.
Ikichi Suzuki.
That sounds like a fucking rash.
Yeah, I have some really bad Ikichi Suzuki right here.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so. It was
purchased by.
In 1918.
Ikichi Suzuki.
By Ikichi Suzuki while visiting Sapporo for a marine exhibition. He bought the doll on.
That's a guy?
No, yeah, he bought this. But let me finish the story. He bought the doll on.
Sorry, what?
Thank you. Tanuki Koji, Sapporo's famous shopping street.
Why did I give you Japanese, though? You can't even read English. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you can do with Japanese.
Sound like you're reading that French story.
Fuck you.
So he bought the doll as a souvenir for his two-year-old sister, Okiku. The young girl loved the doll, and she played with it every day. But the year after that, she died of a cold suddenly.
And so she was three?
Yeah, she was three when she died.
Yeah.
And so the family placed the doll in the household, like a household altar, and they prayed to the doll every night. And so sometime later, they noticed that the hair started to grow.
Right after?
After she died. So she had it for a year, never grew.
It was a regular fucking doll?
It was just one he purchased on like a shopping street. So there's multiple to purchase from. You know, like a bunch you can buy.
Yeah.
So after she died, the hair started growing when they, you know, after they prayed to it. This was seen as a sign that the girl's restless spirit had taken refuge in the doll. In 1938, the Suzuki family moved to Sakhalin, and they placed the doll in the care of the Meiji Temple, where it remains ever since. Nobody's ever been able to explain fully why the doll's hair continues to grow, but one scientific examination of the doll supposedly concluded that the hair is indeed that of a young child.
What?
Yeah. So there's a kid's hair in the doll.
That keeps growing?
Yeah.
And this is scientifically proven?
Yep.
What the fuck?
They probably took a snippet and tested it.
Wouldn't you be able to test that for DNA, though?
Probably.
Damn.
You know, some people say that it's like a mechanism inside that slowly releases it or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was like almost 100 years ago. And it still grows today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, that's weird. So they have it in a, like a museum or something now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the Meiji Temple. So it's kind of guarded and watched by like monks and priests and stuff like that.
So do they think it's, do you know if they think it's like haunted and shit?
Well, they never, there's no report of it doing anything bad other than the hair grows.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's her spirit living on in the doll.
Wow.
But the crazy part is that the name Okiku even goes further back in the Japanese culture.
How so?
So there is actually a ghost story where the ghost in the story's name is Okiku. And basically the story goes is that there's a dishwasher named Okiku in like one of the, didn't they have like factions or something back then, like a long time ago with the samurai and shit like that?
Yeah, when I was in Japan in the 1900s, I remember there was a couple factions.
So yeah.
There was a couple factions.
She was She lived in like where the, I guess the king of that faction lived. She lived in the castle, basically, was a dishwasher. And so she was said to be very pretty and, you know, very appealing to the eye. And so one of the samurai, you know, kind of liked her a lot and tried to get with her. And she would refuse. She would never say she'd want to be with him or never even really talk to him or be with him at all.
I smell some rape coming up pretty soon.
Well, so the samurai, let's see, what was his name? Aoma. So Aoma, the samurai, who, you know, who has a hard-on for Okiku, wanted to be with her so bad that so the king had like 10 like really nice beloved plates to him. They're more like a piece of art compared to a piece of like your utensils and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, and it was her job to like wipe him down and keep him clean and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did is he took one of the plates and hid it, and he called Okiku and he's like, look, one of the plates is missing, and the punishment for losing one of those plates is punishable by death.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. So these plates,
you like them that much?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So the samurai said that he will ignore it if she becomes his mistress. And so even though she was scared and everything, she still said, no, I don't want to be with you.
Wow.
And so he began.
This guy must have had some stinky dick or stinky
blood. I know, right? So jeez. He became impatient with her. And I believe.
You be with me now. You come sit. Suck big dick now.
So the samurai ordered his servant.
Big dick now.
You suck. Sucky sucky. $5.
Sucky sucky now.
So
me love you long time.
Long time, long time. So anyways, he ordered his servants to go and beat Okiku and bring him to him.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
They can just bring her to him?
Yeah. So they beat her. First? They beat her with a wooden sword.
Holy shit.
And then they brought her to him. And then he tied her up and suspended her over the castle well. And he tortured her repeatedly, you know, dunking her in the well, pulling her back out, and beating her himself. Then he demanded one last time that Okiku be his mistress, and she refused. So he struck her body violently with his sword and dropped her into the well.
To kill her?
Yeah, killed her.
What?
Yeah.
I thought he wanted to be with her.
I guess not that bad.
This guy's probably necrophilia. Probably hit that. He probably tapped that after.
Right after.
Yeah. I like those bloated pussies, baby.
Fucking Jesus. So the story goes that her ghost was seen wandering around the castle, and she would come out of the well, and she would count 1, 2, 3, you know, count to 9, because mm-hmm. there's 10 plates, and she can never find the 10th plate.
Oh, shit.
And so, and then she would scream really loud, like a blood-curdling scream. And so it said that if you heard her count to 9, you would become very sick and die, and stuff like that. So they finally had a priest come in, and he waited out in the garden all night for her to come out of the well. And, you know, he heard her counting, and she got up to 9, and he yelled 10, and her ghost disappeared.
That was it?
Yeah.
You just need to say 10?
Yeah.
Damn.
You got to finish it for her.
He's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Found it.
Yeah, basically, that's what the story goes. That she was ready to go because the last plate had been found.
Damn. So she was wandering around for fucking years.
Yeah, a couple
Somebody
years.
Please say fucking 10.
Yeah, so, yeah, not only that, but she haunted Aomi at night.
Yeah.
Wouldn't stick let him
some,
sleep.
Stick some plates up his ass.
Yeah. She's like, ah!
He's got a plate-sized asshole.
Harder, Okuki.
You stick blade in my ass. Now!
$5.
I rob the plates in my ass. I just rob it. I rob it so much.
But my asshole.
Wow. That sounds... up until she disappeared, that 10 thing was kind of lame.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like a pretty creepy story.
It would be.
A priest coming out, doing all this shit.
I mean, like, he just killed her.
So this is completely different from the doll, though, right?
No, it doesn't even really have anything to do with the doll, except
just
the name.
It's just a different, same name?
Same name.
Okay.
Pretty much it.
Either way, though, that doll's...
Dolls are fucking...
You creepy. Fucking... You give me a doll that keeps growing hair, I'm going to open up a weave shop, baby. Best believe... I'm going to sell that hair. What kind of hair is that? Some doll hair, bitch. All right. So the doll that I got for you that
Let's
I thought was
it.
Pretty fitting because we indeed have the same name. is good old Robert the Doll. So this is a pretty well-known doll. It is one of the more popular dolls besides one that's going to be covered tonight by Wyatt. Yeah, so this is a doll that his evil has been lurking around for over 100 years.
Yeah, bad little evil boy.
That's a little bad bitch. So, Robert the Doll, he was owned by a young lad who was named Robert Eugene Otto, or Gene, as his family would call him, because he didn't go by his first name, because I guess Robert's not good enough. But I don't have a middle name, so I don't have a fucking choice.
A lot of Roberts in this story.
Yeah, it's a lot of Roberts. You want to get robbed, bitch? Stick him up. So when Robert was a young boy in the early 1900s, it is said that his family's maid gave him a strange straw-filled doll as a gift. And so I read a few articles. There was one article that said that his grandfather traveled to Germany and bought this doll in a German store or a German marketplace and brought it back for Robert. And that's how he got the doll. But most of the articles say that it was from his maid, from his family's maid. And brought the doll back and gave it to him as a gift. And so that's what I'm going to go with. So this was a life-size straw-filled doll that Robert would play with. And he...
A lot of holes in it.
a lot of prickly holes. So Robert decided to name this after himself. So he called this doll Robert. And it wasn't long after he received the doll that there were some strange occurrences that happened. Strange occurrences that had occurred. So there was a mischievous nature to this doll that made people think he was evil. There was rumors that the Otto family would hear young Robert in his bedroom just playing and speaking, having conversations with himself, but he would be doing this in like two different voices. So people, yeah. So they would hear him speak in his regular voice, and then he would speak in some like kind of like demonic or weird, strange.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
How are you today?
That's what I do when I beat off.
Yeah, Robert. Your dick was so good. What a fucking cop.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Fuck, it's in my eye.
So the family and the maids, the servants or whatever,
tastes good,
would hear young Gene speaking in these voices. And this was kind of like the first activity that they seen involving the doll. And then at night, the Ottos would wake up in the middle of the night to hear Gene screaming, the fucking top of his lungs, just freaking out. And they go into his room and they find the boy in the bed surrounded by a bunch of like overturned furniture and shit. And it was just laying around the room fucking everywhere and shit. And Gene would just blame it on Robert the Doll. So his family would come in and find, I mean, this happened multiple times. They'd come in and find a bunch of shit going on. And it was always Robert the Doll. So that's what he would say.
Wait, so Robert the Doll would take shits everywhere?
Yeah, that's what he did.
And he badass just, dookies.
Just blame it on good old Doll. And they said that they would see, after whatever happened, they would see Robert the doll glaring at Gene from the foot of the bed. So soon after, mutilated toys mysteriously started appearing around the home. And another one of fucking Gene's excuses. He was like, oh, it's Robert the doll, Robert the doll. So after that, the Otto family stopped believing Gene whenever he was blaming it on the fucking doll. But then after that, they can hear some like fucking sick, eerie giggling coming from, well, just like around the house. And people that would walk by the house, they said that they would see like a small little doll figure walking from one window to the other window.
What the fuck?
Which is very, that's fucking creepy. I don't know what I would do if I saw that kind of fucking shit. I'd go up there and beat the shit out of the doll. So whenever Gene grew up, he inherited his family's house. And, well, I forgot to mention this. Well, I don't know if I did or not. If I did, sorry. If I didn't, here it is. So this was in Key West, Florida. So
already makes a lot of sense.
Down in the Florida Keys. And he inherited his family's house whenever his parents passed away. So he went away to college. And whenever he came back, he inherited his family's home whenever they passed away. So this guy was like an art major. Well, I don't know if it was like college and shit. I don't know if it was called an art major. He went to school for art. So he came back. He got married. Robert the doll was locked in the attic for several years because after all this funky shit was going on, they threw that fucking doll in the attic. He said, fuck that. We're going to lock this bitch up. So Gene, eventually he got married, and rumors they went around saying that there was, like, his wife went crazy and she died from insanity.
Whoa.
After they brought the doll, because at some point in their relationship, Gene brought Robert the doll back out. He was like, oh, it's my buddy right here from when I was a kid. And his wife was like, fuck that. And he, you know, put his big old dick down and said, we're bringing this shit out. So there was a bunch of weird shit that went on. And his wife forced Gene to lock Robert back up in the attic. And after that is when she passed away. So people say that she passed away from insanity. I'm thinking her battling with all the shit that fucking was going on with the doll and shit.
Well, I'm just thinking she probably died from asbestos.
From what?
Asbestos.
Asbestos. She can do. It wasn't enough.
The doll probably had asbestos in it. Was it up there for so long?
He's got some black mold on his crotch. That's what I would like to do if I was a haunted doll. Just infect people with asbestos.
Asbestos.
From my dick. So. So after his wife died, there were later reports that Gene, well, he passed away eventually after his wife died. Doesn't say how long after his wife died, but he passed away, and there's reports saying that he died with Robert the doll right by his side.
Damn.
So this guy was really ride or die for this.
I was about to say.
Little Bobby right here. He really loved this fucking doll. So today, the Gene's residence operates as a bed and breakfast called the Art House. And people can stay the night over there. So if you are in the Keys and you want to fucking get some ghosts pushed up your ass, you want to stay here, go ahead and hit him up.
Like ghost head.
Yeah, you want to get some ghost head real quick. So nowadays, Robert the Doll, he lives at Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. where some believe that his hair color and soul are both slowly fading away. How sad. This guy's getting too old. Nobody's believing in him. He hasn't gotten his balls suckled on in, you know, a few centuries. So this guy's slowly fading away. And it says, visitors beware, because Robert's current favorite thing to do nowadays is to cast curses on those who take photos of him without first asking permission. So supposedly, if you go in and see this doll and people snap some photos of him, if you're one of those people, you are cursed. You have a hex that is shot upon you from Robert's peni, his ghostly peni, right to your soul.
Squirt it right on your face.
Squirting right on your face, and you are cursed. And big, so, like, a bunch of
cursed bukkake.
A bunch of bad things start happening to you. So there's people that report losing their jobs, losing people that they love, loved ones dying, getting fucked up in relationships. It's just a bunch of batshit that happens to people. So they attribute it to Robert the Doll. So that is one big thing. One of the pictures that they have online of Robert the Doll is of him in kind of a glass case. And this doll looks pretty big, and it looks very old, like pretty worn out, and he's in a sailor's outfit, and he's holding a dog. So this is what he currently looks like. People say that the sailor's outfit was from Gene. It was an outfit that he wore as a child. So this guy's wearing that shit now. He's in a glass case, and behind him in the photos that I've seen, there's a bunch of letters that are posted on the walls and shit behind him. So supposedly all those letters are people who snap photos or came in contact or whatever. And they were cursed, and they're writing him to apologize for all the shit that they've done, or, you know, the things they've done without his permission, and asking them to take away the curse. So pretty fucking freaky.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah. So that is Robert the Doll.
Yeah. Yourself is a big old sex doll, huh?
Yeah.
I'd fuck it.
I know you would. Get some straw right up that pee hole.
I put my drinks in your mouth. Put my cup holder.
Are you talking about me getting sold as a sex doll?
Yeah.
I'd be a fucking heavy sex doll, dude. You have to fucking lug me around on a fucking forklift.
Put you in the bed right next to me. Tuck you in every night.
This is a bunch of dead weight. You're just rolling into me all night because I'm heavy.
I wouldn't buy one of you. I'd buy like four of you.
All right, dude. Then you need to reinforce the foundation on your house. You're going to buy that many of me.
Be like a big White and Robert orgy.
Yeah, I'd have a line of scratch and sniff dolls so you can smell me what I smell like on a very hot day. So my balls are just going to smell like fucking like spoiled Parmesan cheese. And then my armpits are going to smell like onions.
Your butthole.
That have been mashed together with a old boot.
Scratch and sniff butthole.
Scratch and sniff butthole is going to have a slight spiciness from the hot food I eat.
It smells like Taco Bell after 4 days.
And then it's going to smell like some really old chili beans.
Yeah, I definitely buy that.
So if you're into that kind of thing, I'm taking pre-orders. You can contact me at boozehoundcast@gmail.com. Please send your pre-orders. Send me your PayPal information. Send me your Cash App, your Venmo. Please send me all the information now. Not taking orders. Right before, call me, contact me at RobJ at BoozeHoundCast at gmail.com, please.
All we need is your social security and
all
the digits on your credit card and the back numbers
too. I need all those numbers. All right, so what do you got there? The fuck are you huffing over there? God damn it, dude. I got to watch you like a child. Where do you keep getting these things from?
Don't worry about it.
You got my toolbox over there?
Put it in my ass.
Let me see. I can't.
All right, your next doll to play with is... What are you doing? Get off me. Get your hands away from my dick. Grab it harder, though.
Bitch.
All right, our next doll is Annabelle.
Very popular doll.
And so...
This doll's scary.
You can find a movie about this doll. They actually made a second part of The Conjuring.
The what?
The Conjuring.
Are you fucking kidding me? I am literally about to shit my pants. The Conjuring?
Conjuring.
Are you fucking serious?
What's it called?
You're fucking with me.
It's The Conjuring.
It's a fucking Conjuring, dude.
Yeah, The Conjuring.
All right, continue.
So it's the second part to The Conjuring movies.
No, it's not the second part.
Yeah, it's the second one.
No.
Yes.
No, the second part takes place in, like, England.
What is it, the third part?
No, the first part has Annabelle in the beginning, but they never make a movie out of her. They make a movie on the movie called Annabelle.
Oh, an inspiration for the opening scene of The Conjuring.
It's The Conjuring.
I don't know, was The Conjuring a good movie?
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
Okay, cool.
I watched The Conjuring, though. It was pretty good.
Okay. So Annabelle, probably one of the most haunted dolls out there. So basically it goes that there was a student nurse. And I'll get to her name in a second. Don't worry about that. She was given a Raggedy Ann doll in 1968.
Raggedy Ann.
Yeah. And so they say that the doll behaved strangely. And that, so what would happen is when the girl, the fucking student nurse girl would leave her apartment every day, she would lay it on her bed. It was given to her as a gift by her mother for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She was 25.
You get your fucking daughter, 25-year-old daughter, Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah. So what she would do is she'd always put it on her bed, you know, sitting all spread eagle on the bed. And when she would come home, she would notice that the legs were crossed and her arms were crossed.
She didn't want to be fucking raped.
So she noticed that for a while. And then it moved on to where the doll would get put into, she would end up in different rooms throughout the day. Even though her and her roommate were both gone the entire day, she would end up in a different room, just teleporting. It's crazy shit like that. So eventually they brought a medium in there, and the medium told her it was inhabited by the spirit of a dead girl named Annabelle. And the student roommate tried to accept the spirit because the spirit asked her if she could stay with them.
Yeah.
And so basically where their apartment was, a little girl was buried under there, supposedly, and her spirit wanted to just play with everybody, and there's nothing for her to inhabit, like no inanimate objects for her until the doll came along.
Mm-hmm.
So she inhabited the doll, and she just wanted to play with everybody. So she told her story through the medium to the nurse students, and they accepted her, and they allowed her to stay in there, and they even treated the doll like a person. Like they'd eat dinner with her and stuff like that. Like treat her like a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, they try to accept her and take her in as part of the family. And eventually, the doll would start to exhibit malicious and frightening behavior. So there's been like a lot of different stories I read on this, and some of them go that her boyfriend didn't like the doll being there, and so the doll saw her as a threat. And one night when the boyfriend was staying over, he woke up to find Annabelle hovering over her, choking him, and he couldn't move her. So he finally got off of her and, you know, escaped and shit like that.
Got off of who?
Annabelle. The doll was choking the guy out.
Oh, because he kept saying hovering over her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hovering over her boyfriend.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say. Choking him out and everything because she saw him as a threat.
Uh-huh.
And another story goes that he was chilling there one night and he heard a thump in the bedroom. And he walked in the bedroom to check what it was out.
Had his dick out, didn't he?
Yeah. Totally.
Thought he was going to get laid.
Oh, he got fucked by Annabelle.
Heard a thump in the bedroom. Pull my dick out immediately. Because I know what's going on.
Pull your dick out. No, he walks in there and there's nobody in there. All he sees is Annabelle laying down in the corner of the room.
Legs wide open?
Totally.
Damn.
Doggy style.
And he fucked her, didn't he?
Yeah. Fucked his 7-year-old spirit.
That's why he was a threat, dude. Because he was a child molester.
Case solved. Now we know what happened.
You don't need that kind of energy around.
Anyways, it said that he walked over and picked her up, and then he felt a force come over him and knocked him to the ground, and that he felt 7 claw marks rip his chest. And when his girlfriend came in, I believe her name is Lorraine, she came in and found, like, blood all over his shirt and, like, the scratch marks on his body.
Was there blood in his butthole?
It was gone. She cut it out.
Asshole was just gone. This one just had a fucking donut hole right where his butt was.
Yeah. Big old gap.
That was pretty good.
So at this point, they decided to move the doll. So they gave it to this couple named the Warrens, who were basically ghost hunters and ghost studiers.
The Warrens are very popular, but they are full of shit because they're fake.
You think so?
No, I know so. It's been proven. They've admitted to
really?
Exploiting shit for money.
Nice. So, at least with the Warrens say, they took the doll. They had the priest bless the house and the residence. And on the way home, they were driving with the doll in the back seat. And it was said that the power steering broke and that the brakes didn't work and he couldn't control the car until he poured holy water on Annabelle. And the car went back to normal and he could drive again.
Yeah.
So, when he took her home, he put her in a chair in his office, and she would proceed to teleport around the house and end up in different rooms. And now she is at the Warren's Oculent Museum, where she's placed in a glass box that says, absolutely do not open. This is in Connecticut.
So, another thing that I learned about Annabelle, because whenever The Conjuring came out, I was pretty interested in the doll after I seen that it was actually based on a real life doll. So at the museum that they have the doll at, people can come and visit, and the Warrens have a bunch of different objects that were either used as like what's the word? Just like an object that like demons possess or something. So they have a bunch of these in a museum. And Annabelle, she is in the glass case. So there was people that would come and see her, and they would say that if you like disrespected her, or if you said something like kind of just talking shit to her, that something bad would happen to you. So there's this report of a couple that went to the museum, and it was a guy and a gal. And the guy, he was super disrespectful and was just talking shit to Annabelle and saying, you're fake. I don't believe you. If you're real, do something to me right now, blah, blah, blah. And so this guy was just talking shit. And I think the girlfriend was trying to get him to like stop and all that. So they ended up leaving, and they they rode up to the museum on a motorcycle. And so on their way home, the guy lost control of the motorcycle and they went into like some field and they crashed into a tree and the guy ended up dying. And then the girl, I think, I'm not sure if she survived or she died. I think she might have survived and then died later, or she might have survived the whole thing. But there's reports saying that she was like, oh, he just lost control. Like, the wheel just flipped out of nowhere or something. And so people kind of attribute that to the doll and them being, like, talking shit and all that. So that's pretty crazy. All right, so speaking about all these dolls, there was another kind of fad, I guess I would say, that we kind of came upon. So apparently there's a bunch of haunted dolls you can order online now.
Just like farts in a jar.
Yeah. So people all over eBay, I don't think Amazon's allowing this shit. But if you go on eBay, there's a shitload of people selling haunted dolls. And so I thought we would jump on eBay and kind of check it out for ourselves and just kind of see what they got on there. So did you pull that shit up? Or?
Yeah.
So Wes's going to pull that up. We're going to see if there's some legit haunted shit. Because I've seen a few different YouTube videos of people ordering like Dybbuk boxes and haunted dolls, different haunted objects. And there's been a few. I mean, I don't know if they're real or not. I mean, it's YouTube. You could pretty much fake anything. So there's people that have some hauntings after they order certain things like this. So
damn, these are cheap.
Who knows? Yeah, these dolls, I jumped on, saw some of the prices earlier, and they're pretty cheap. So why don't you read us out what they got here.
Haunted doll, spirited doll, paranormal doll, babaha, female earthbound spirit. It's in the description, it says, she's an old ancient earthbound spirit. She considers herself to be both good and bad and says she has a range of human emotions. She's bound to this vessel. She does not tell me it is because of something she did. Apparently bound because the children in the old home she was present in became frightened. This is in Old Town, Maine.
So I got one right here. So this is a haunted Dybbuk box with a doll trapped inside. So that's a combination of two crazy fucking things. If you don't know what a Dybbuk box is, we might do an episode in the future. But it's basically a box with a demon trapped inside or whatever. So yeah, this has a doll trapped inside. So it says, the description says that it's wax sealed and chained and nailed shut. She is in here for a reason. Trapped for a reason. She's sold, or she should not be let out whatsoever. All in caps with fucking exclamation marks. Porcelain doll inside. Also a Victorian era photo of a baby girl inside box as well. Engraved on the back seems to read, "My dear Luann." Also some type of initials and symbols that I cannot make out. Tested with EMF and results were extremely high. Any questions or concerns, feel free to message me. Blah, blah, blah. So it's another one that's on there for eBay, and this one's going for $100.
See, so I got this one, haunted doll named Michael. And it's so funny, they show like a little handheld EMF reader.
It's just lit up.
It's like a fucking
Christmas tree.
It looks like a kid's toy. It's got like rainbow colors on it. And it's just all the way lit up. And it's just like 9 pictures of the same thing.
Really?
I don't know. Here we go. It's like he has some shit tied to his wrist. It looks like he has like a pound of rocks tied to his wrist.
Oh shit, probably just said it doesn't move.
That makes sense. This one says, I bought Michael from an antique shop in Louisville, Kentucky. I was drawn to him immediately and sensed something about him right away. Being a paranormal investigator and parapsychologic Parapsychologist. I tend to be drawn towards things that are paranormal in nature. I've had him in my home for almost a year now, and I'm putting him up for auction due to the fact that I'm moving. Living out of boxes at the moment and have no use for this doll. The chemistry between us was not really there, although he is indeed active.
Sexually active.
Wow. He's responsive to Emp and Pendulum. I have heard whispers coming from the cabinet in which he sits in my closet. He responds well when you light a candle for him or burn incense.
This guy's real fucking sexy.
What I say? He has 11
He knows what he likes and he knows what he doesn't like.
He says he had a medium.
Does he like Marvin Gaye playing in the background too? Is that when he comes out? I wanna fuck on you, baby. I wanna fuck on you tonight, baby. Light a candle for me, baby, and spread those cheeks wide open like the sky.
Haunted Raggedy Ann doll named Gabby.
Come on. That's fucking you trying to suck Annabelle's Annabelle's
Annabelle's dick.
Trying to suck Annabelle's dick.
This one's kind of creepy actually. It's like it's like a looks, doll with her face burned off.
Yeah, I like my bitches burned.
There's a lot of Spirit of Gabby's on here.
I got a cousin named Gabby.
Spirit of Essa.
She's a bitch.
This is like when you buy at Walmart. It's got a big ass head.
Oh, fuck. I got a cousin that looks like that. Her name's Gabby.
Ooh, here's a clown one. Oh, his name is Gabby, too.
This is Gabriel. Gabby for sure. Damn.
Ooh, look at this one.
That's fucking creepy.
Dottie by Wicked Wanda Creations. Oh, this one's fake. When available, two people are watching.
Would you guys ever purchase a haunted doll?
Fuck no.
No. My buddy here asked if we'd ever purchase a haunted doll. No.
Ew.
No.
Look at this one.
Never. Oh, that looks like a real person.
Why are his eyes all fucked up?
Looks like a girl.
Ugh.
Oh, man. So do they have, let's get to the point here. You can basically just buy a haunted doll online. It's pretty fucking creepy. If you want to look at it yourself, go ahead and check it out. If you order a haunted doll, please send us a message. Please DM us.
We want to hear
at BoozeHoundCast on Instagram. Send us an email at BoozeHoundCast. Or what is it? BoozeHoundCast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And let us know what your experience is. If you got any fucking paranormal activities, please let us know.
We want to know.
We definitely want to know. So if you're still with us, thank you for fucking being here the whole goddamn episode. We appreciate it. And I think this is going to it's gonna wrap it up for us. You got anything to say to him? What?
No. Oh, we never announced. Yeah, I have something to add. So we're kind of going to be switching up our upload schedule and our recording schedules.
Yeah, this is another big news kind of thing. So we are, because we've been trying, you know, I know we fell off in the last few weeks as far as uploading, but we are actually going to move back to bi-weekly episodes instead just because, you know, we're kind of pressed for time here.
Yeah.
We both got shit going on and it's a little hard to upload every week and be consistent as far as the content goes and being efficient with researching. So we're going to do this bi-weekly. So we're going to be uploading
every other week.
Every other week. So Booze Houndcast is going to be going up every other Sunday. Good thing about this, if you are an avid listener of Booze with the Hound, we actually have another podcast. If you didn't know, it is called Elbow Deep Podcast, which the main host is my co-host here, Wyatt Starr. And we do a lot more shit talking on there, cover current events, talk about music. It's a little lighter. It is not true crime related at all.
It's just to fuck around and laugh.
Yeah. So if you are into that, if you like to have a good time, if you want to laugh at some stupid shit, if you like fucking fart jokes and some shit, go check us out because it's a.
I feel like hearing how many dicks are in my ass.
It's a good. It's a good podcast. So, those are gonna be offset. So I'll upload a Booze with the Hound episode, and then Elbow Deep will upload an Elbow Deep episode
the next week.
And both of these podcasts, it's me and Wyatt again. So it's the same host, just a little more shit talking. It's a different topic.
A lot more gay shit going on.
Yeah, so if you like that, check us out. And I know there's some listeners that listen to both podcasts. So, you know, at least you guys will have an episode every week. If you are not a listener, go check that out. And listen to us talk some shit.
Suck some dick.
So, suck some ghost dick. And, yeah, check us out. Another thing I wanted to say was something that I haven't mentioned in the podcast before, but
I'm gay.
If you, but if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and leave us a review on there and let us know what you think. It's really going to help us with our rating. We currently do not have any reviews on there, so go ahead and jump on there. Leave us a review. If it's a bad review, please keep it to yourself.
Yeah, fuck off.
If it's a good review, go ahead and
pour your heart out.
And just let us know what we do for you, what we do for your buttholes, and how moist we keep them. So we would definitely appreciate that. It would go a long ways. So yeah, thank you for listening. This is Rob J, aka the Booze Hound. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Booze with the Hound. And we are signing off.
Goodbye. I have a lot of dicks in my ass.
He does. I can see him right now. Peace.